Hey, welcome to Life Success. How to do self-improvement? Well, you've got to have SMART goals. List of things that you need to do in order to make it happen. Using a journal can measure how far you have come as well. Creating a blog and podcasts that basically talk about these self-improvement plans, however, are helpful. And that's what I do on an everyday basis, is create blogs for you guys. So ask yourself, what do you want in life? Ask yourself, how will you make it happen? So when you're setting goals, you really got to be for your self-improvement. You may wonder where you need to improve and how you'll know when you're on the right path. Plus, you'll want to ensure your efforts towards self-improvement don't because you only stray from your personal values or your personality. One strategy for successful setting self-improvement goals is to reframe them as personal growth, and that is something that I've been doing for years. To grow and develop, you'll need to set achievable goals that help you develop skills. This may force you to get out of your comfort zone a bit and achieve your personal goals. Take efforts, good habits, focus, and here's how to get started. What are your personal goals? Now, a goal is where you direct your efforts. For instance, your goal may be hitting a particular career milestone or a personal best when it comes to your morning run time. Personal goals can take place in any area of your life. So basically, you create that in your journal. So really, if you want to be a morning person, well, you've got to make that habit on an everyday basis to make it as a realistic morning routine involved. And of course, a goal is basically attainable and is more positively linked to well-being. That goal is important. That is something we've got to look at as accomplish as a more effective way than stay motivated. Now, people set back more attainable goals where we're mindful about those things. Working to strengthen our mental fitness and our inner work, developing self-awareness, who you really are, improving on yourself, and pause for a moment to appreciate and current abilities that you have currently now. And grow as you experience different strategies in your life. Personal goals should be completely different from person besides you. Now, most coaches, like myself, guide you for whatever goal you have in mind. So if you're wanting help, feel free to ask. Now, five areas for self-improvement. One. Emotional well-being, how you care for your mental health includes your resilience and self-compassion. Number two, your physical well-being and overall fitness. Now, number three, your personal characteristics, think self-confidence, self-esteem. Your social health, number four. That is how you behave in relationships with friends and family members, co-workers and romantic partners. So that's your social health. Number five, your personal and professional achievements, such as getting a promotion or improving your financial wellness. But this isn't to say that every aspect of yourself can improve or develop. Some aspects of identity are fixed, so you can't change that, but you can embrace it. Like, for example, of who I am, I'm embracing every part of who I am and what has actually happened to me in my health. Now, when I've been in the music industry, I know that there's a music month every year. So May is the month of that in New Zealand, and we celebrate music in our country, and it's something that I embrace. And of course, I basically are happy to really embrace the beauty of releasing a vinyl record last year. And that was an amazing experience in 2023. So really, you know, that's something you can't deny or change, those experiences of your achievements in your history of life. 16 examples of personal goals. 1, better use your time management skills and manage yourself better. Stop procrastinating, 2. And 3, put limits on your social media. 4, incorporate more self-care practices in your everyday routine. 5, become better at public speaking. And 6, learn how to take care of your physical health. 7, let go of the past. Live more in the present. Have a better work-life balance. 9, build your life self-confidence. 10, develop more assertive body language and communication skills. 11, practice active listening when you're at work or home. 12, wake up earlier in the morning. 13, improve your emotional intelligence for yourself and your relationships. 14, strengthen your leadership skills. 15, network more within your industry. Better decision making from increased self-awareness. Now, you can come towards plenty of examples. 1, be open to learn new things. 2, network and meeting people in your industry. 3, learn to be more resilient. Developing good resilience towards any negative situation in life, any challenges. For example, if you're losing a loved one and that fear is within you, you're not sure how to deal with it, then this is your time to confront the resilience and challenges you have for your future situation. Find your niche. 4. 5, become a better communicator. So that means strengthening your communication skills. And 6, work better together. How to be a team player. 6 tips for setting personal development goals at work. Well, that's going to be a challenge, isn't it? 1, begin visualizing what you hoped to achieve. 2, establish a clear plan of action. Set SMART goals that you know you can achieve. 4, take your progress and evaluate yourself as you work. Make sure your timeline of your goals are realistic. And 6, accept failures when they happen and don't dwell on them. Now, 6 benefits for setting goals for self-improvement. Why set goals for yourself? Well, it helps us to move forward rather than backwards. And the benefit is for the rest of your life is learning these skills to help you. So, 1, you feel more self-motivated. 2, you'll have an easier time following your purpose. 3, you build an important mindset to be your best self. 4, you'll feel excited to put hard work into it daily. 5, you'll increase your self-awareness. Number six, you experience a stronger work ethic. Now, we all have something. Acknowledge that there can be dark sides to self-improvement. You know, in some cases, you may find that your goals were influenced by external factors and toxic people in your social media or in your life. Avoid self-improvement efforts gone worry, but staying true to yourself when you set goals, not someone else's. So really, you just need to basically learn to accept who you are, embrace yourself, growth, and do not treat it like any other overhaul of yourself. Don't punish yourself either. Goals should make you feel not feeling bad at all. You rather motivate you and grow as a person and celebrate your efforts and accomplishments equally. And when it feels hard, remember you're trying. Personal growth should inspire you to push yourself out of your comfort zone and be an awesome, better person. So you could benefit from someone holding you accountable. Could help. Maybe a life coach. And that's what I do. So if you're wanting that support system, you know, let me know. And I'm here to help you guys, to inspire you and help you through that mission, because I really know how hard it is. Trust me, I've been down this road myself. It's a battle on an everyday basis. You know, it's not easy. It's just one of those things you've got to be mindful about. So I hope this have helped you guys to feel more motivated and mindful of what self-improvement really is. And I will catch up with you guys on the next episode. Thanks for joining me. See you on my YouTube channel or Instagram or Facebook.